The Penny Singleton Show.
Hello. Happy that you're here.
On stage tonight from Hollywood, The Penny Singleton Show. In our story, Penny is Mrs. Penny Williamson, a war widow and the mother of two girls, 13-year-old D.G. and 8-year-old Sue. As Penny says, they are growing and changing so fast that she sometimes feels as if she has a new set of children every 24 hours. She is up in her room tidying up for dinner now as Margaret, her cook, calls upstairs.
Dinner's ready, Mrs. Williamson.
All right, Margaret, I'll call the girls. They're in their room.
Mother, don't take another step.
Why, Sue, I didn't know you were in the hall. Is D.G. in her room?
Yes, but please, don't step.
D.G., dinner.
All right, Mother.
Oh, Sue, why are you crawling around the floor?
Bert Lancaster got loose.
Which or what is Bert Lancaster?
My bullfrog. He hopped out here and I can't find him.
I thought you promised D.G. you wouldn't keep frogs in your room anymore. You know how she feels.
She doesn't mind anymore.
Since when?
Did you say dinner, Mother?
Yes, D.G. I'm sorry your sister forgot her promise about frogs.
What frogs?
Be careful where you walk, D.G.
All right.
You see, Mother?
Yes. I've never seen her like that.
I got frogs in the bedroom. She's got bats in the belfry.
That's no way to... Come on, let's go down to dinner.
We've got to find Bert first, please.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't see him. He must be hiding.
We'll have to give him the lady frog love call.
What's that?
Gunk. He'll answer if he gets interested.
Well, how do you tell a lady frog's call from a man frog's?
I don't know, but the bullfrog sure do.
It's obvious you do nothing to Bert.
He thinks of me more as a friend. You try, Mother.
Oh, good heavens.
He'll answer if he likes you.
Oh, but... Oh, well. Gunk? There he is. I see him.
Gosh, Mother, you sure got frog appeal.
Hurry down to dinner, Sue.
All right.
I'll go on ahead and try to find out what's wrong with D.G. D.G., you're hardly touching your food.
I'm just not hungry.
Do you feel all right?
Oh, I feel wonderful.
You do?
Anybody want more vegetables?
No, thanks, Margaret.
No, thanks.
Sue, you haven't touched your Brussels sprouts.
What's the matter with them, Sue?
Nothing, Mother. I just don't like them.
All good little girls eat Brussels sprouts, Sue.
Name one.
You haven't eaten any either, D.G.
Well, I'm not...
Do you two kids realize where Belgium would be today if people didn't eat their Brussels sprouts?
No, where?
That's a good question. I'll get your tea. Oh, Mrs. Williamson, would you mind if I just rinsed and stacked the dishes tonight? My friend Leonard Freibacher wants to take me to the drive-in movies.
Of course not. What picture are you going to see?
I don't know. When you go to a drive-in movie with Leonard Freibacher, who cares what's playing?
Well, enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, I think I told Judge Grendel I'd go to the movies with him tonight. Well, we can go tomorrow night when Margaret's home.
Mother, can I go swimming again tomorrow?
Yes, if D.G. will take you again. Will you, D.G.? D.G.? D.G., I'm talking to you.
What? Oh, I don't care for any more Brussels sprouts, thank you.
Now, really, what is the matter with you?
She's in love with the dreamboat she met at the beach.
Sue, you promised.
Every time he flicked a muscle, she died.
Sue!
D.G., you like someone? My goodness, why do you want to make a secret of that?
Mother, I don't think you understand. I like him a lot, but I'm sure he doesn't even give me the slightest thought. His name is Tommy Trammell, and let's face it, he's an older man.
Oh, dear. How old is he, do you know?
He's 15.
Oh. Early 15 or late?
Late.
I see.
It seems so hopeless. That's why I didn't want to talk about it. He probably asked someone and found out I was a mere 13.
But you left the beach bag.
What did you do? Well, I deliberately left my beach bag. I arranged with Lois to tell him after I left that it was mine, and then she was going to tell him where I lived. I was hoping he'd return it, but she probably told him I was 13 and grabbed him for herself.
Tommy Trammell. I think I know his mother and father. They're very nice people.
Thank you, Mother, but real, honest love has to happen all by itself.
Well, I belong to the school of thought that believes in helping it along a little. Come on, let's do the dishes for Margaret tonight. Just a few more and we're done. And then you're off to bed, Sue.
All right.
Here's the last dish, D.G.
Thanks.
That does it.
Oh, Mother, maybe that's... Oh, Mother.
Oh, that's all right. Go ahead and answer the door. Help me pick up the pieces, Sue.
Boy, love sure is rough on dishes.
Yes, I'd better start using the old china.
Am I gonna be goony about boys someday?
Mm-hmm.
What a future.
Well, I guess we got all the pieces. Let's go see if Tommy's here.
Sure hope so. She's been easy to live with ever since she saw him today.
D.G., is that...
It's your... only Judge Grundle.
Oh, what a joyous welcome. It's only Judge Grundle.
Hello, Judge. Won't you sit down?
Oh, thank you.
Hello, Judge Grundle.
Hello, my dear little Susan.
I'm going up to my room, Mother.
All right, dear. And, Sue, I think you'd better get to bed. You've had a long day.
All right. Judge Grundle?
Yes?
Did you know Mother had frog appeal?
Frog appeal?
Oh, I imitated a frog and her bullfrog answered. I went, gunk.
Well, Penny, you appeal to me, too. Gunk. You see?
Gee, you're as cute as Burt Lancaster, Judge.
Burt Lancaster. Well, now that you mention it, I suppose there is a definite resemblance.
Well, maybe you do look like him a little bit.
Well, thank you, Susan. I'm delighted you see the similarity. Too bad your mother isn't so observant.
You should be glad I'm not, because Burt Lancaster is her bullfrog.
Oh.
Night.
Good night, dear. I'll be up in a minute.
Hey, good night.
Judge, I gave Margaret the evening off so we could go out tomorrow night instead of tonight. Would you mind just visiting here?
Penny, I'd like to visit here 365 nights of the year.
I know, Judge.
Judge, if you'd only call me by my first name, I'd have some hope.
But I...
Try it, Penny. Go ahead. Call me Bessemer.
Oh, Judge, I...
There you go with Judge again. All right, if you only think of me as a judge, let me put my proposal this way. Let me sentence you for life.
Oh, dear, but I don't believe in capital punishment.
Well, marrying me would not be capital punishment. It would be life imprisonment. I don't mean that marrying me would be life imprisonment. I mean that if you married me...
Judge,
when I sentence...
Judge, you're saved by the bell. Excuse me.
Oh, Mother, is that...
I don't know, dear. I'll have to open the door first.
Excuse me, is this where D.G. Williamson lives?
Yes, I'm Mrs. Williamson. I'll bet you're Tommy Trammell. Come on in.
Hello. D.G. left her beach bag and
Oh, go on into the living room. I'll call her.
Thank you.
D.G., it's Tommy Trammell.
Whom did you say was calling, Mother?
He's in the living room. Here she is, Tommy.
Hello, D.G. You left your beach bag and I...
Oh, it's so nice of you to return it. Have you met Judge Grendel, Tommy?
Yes, I have.
Is that a ukulele you have there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Ukuleles are back, aren't they?
Well, all the ancient things are back, Mother. Jazz, the old songs, ukuleles, the Charleston. Can you play it, Tommy?
Well, I'm just learning, but I'm this far. My dog has fleas.
Gosh. He's very talented, isn't he, Mother?
Can you play it, D.G.?
Well, I've learned a little.
Would you like to go out on the front porch and practice?
Well, sure.
My, that's just what we used to do. Come on.
You know, you seem older now than you did at the beach.
Is that bad?
Deegee's first boyfriend. My, how time flies.
You play good, Deegee.
Thank you.
Tomorrow night for sure?
Oh, of course. Oh, and I'll invite a few of our mutual friends. We can have a Charleston party.
You're sure you don't have to ask your mother first?
Well, I'll consult with her, but I'm at the age now where mother doesn't treat me like a child anymore.
Well, I'm glad you are. I prefer older women. If there's anything I hate, it's kids' parties. You know, with mothers and fathers always hanging around.
Oh, I do, too. I'm at the age now where mother trusts me.
You're keen and old.
Thank you. We don't mean to interrupt, but Judge Grundle is just leaving.
Oh, I was just going, too. It's been swell, Deegee. Nice to have met you, Mrs. Williamson. Judge Grundle.
Yeah, good night.
Good night, Tommy.
Night.
Good night. I'll see you tomorrow night at the party.
All right. Good night. Oh, what party is that, dear?
Well, Mother, could I have some friends in tomorrow night for a Charleston party?
But, darling, I'm going out with Horace Wiggins tomorrow night.
Oh, no, with me, Penny.
Oh, no, I accepted Mr. Wiggins' invitation for dinner, and... Holy torpedo. I told you I... Oh, dear. But, Mother, it's all right if you go out. Mother, I want Tommy to think I'm older than 13.
Penny, how could you do this to me?
Well, you know my friends, Mother, and if there's parents around, Tommy will think I'm a mere child.
But, Judge, I forgot. And, Deegee, I just don't know.
Mother, my whole future's at stake.
Now, Deegee.
Horace Wiggins, to think that you could do this to me.
Now, Judge.
Mother, if you do this to me, I just don't think I can go on.
Deegee, don't talk like that. Go to your room.
I refuse to accept the change of plans. I'll see you tomorrow night.
But, Mother,
I don't care if I ever see you again, Leonard Frybacker.
Deegee, I'll talk to you in the morning.
I may not live until morning.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Mrs. Williamson.
Margaret, you're not in trouble, too.
It was terrible. We went to the drive-in. We parked where there weren't many other cars. We turned off the lights. I moved closer to him. And then...
Sounds all right so far. And then what?
Betty Grable!
In color, too!
Oh, what a life.
This land is your land, this land is my land, this land was made for you and me.
For all that we tend to group Nebraska with one or another of the states, the Cornhusker state has many characteristics which are strictly its own. Since 1875, for example, Nebraska has been a debt-free state, which preferred to spend 10 years building the Capitol at Lincoln rather than spend money it didn't have. Further, as its name may indicate, corn is its most important crop. And Omaha's stockyards are among the largest in the world. Then there's historic Chimney Rock near Bayard, and the town of Alliance, which was once almost sold by the Burlington Lines Railroad. Many years of tears and Indian wars and hardships such as the grasshopper plague contributed to the words which are engraved upon the Capitol. Honor to pioneers who broke the sods, that men to come might live. Nebraskans live by these words, and they live for them.
And now for Act Two of the Penny Singleton Show. It's early the next morning as Penny enters the office of the Williamson and Wiggins Real Estate Agency. Her partner, Horace Wiggins, is already at the office as Penny enters.
Good morning, Penny. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Wiggins. You're in earlier than usual.
Oh, I couldn't help it. Woke up this morning at 7, heard the birds singing, saw the sun shining, bounced out of bed ready to tackle a full day. Why, even threw the window wide open and did calisthenics.
Then you came right to work.
No, I had to go back to bed to recuperate. But even so, I couldn't help getting here early, you know. I feel like a million now. You're early, too. Did this beautiful day do the... Same thing to you?
No, it didn't. Between D.G. and Margaret at breakfast this morning, I had to get out early.
Oh, Penny, are you going to let something depress you on a beautiful, wonderful day like this?
Yes.
Well, now, if you weren't depressed, I bet you have a different attitude about things. I mean, like, well, for example, even marrying me.
I would.
Well, sure you would. Now, let's tackle each little problem. Clear it up, then you'll start the day with a smile. Now, first of all, what's the matter with Margaret?
All the time she was serving breakfast, she kept mumbling, "What's Betty Grable got that I haven't got?"
I hope you didn't tell her.
Mr. Wiggins, Margaret cuts a very nice figure of a woman.
Yeah, but the scissors slipped in several places.
She had a fight last night with Leonard something or other.
Oh, now you know these things don't last more than a day with Margaret. Now, let's tackle the next problem. What is the matter with D.G.?
Well, I realize that at 13, everything is a matter of life or death.
Mm-hmm.
She's just fallen in love for the first time.
Well?
And it seems absolutely imperative that she prove something by having a small party tonight without a parent around. Since you and I were going out, I didn't feel that that...
Will Margaret be home?
Yes. Of course, I know all of D.G.'s friends. They're nice youngsters.
Well, Margaret takes care of the children while you work. She'll be doing the same thing if she keeps her eye on the party.
I guess I just didn't want to face the fact that D.G.'s growing up.
There you are. All your problems taken care of.
Yes.
Now then, as I was saying before, about you and me, if
oh,
we
wait,
could...
there is one more problem, and this one concerns you.
Well, come on, let's have it, get the problem over with, so we can talk about you.
Well, I got confused and mixed up about dates, and, Judge Grundle's going to be with us tonight, too.
Oh.
Well, I've told you all my problems, and you were right. I feel much better. And for the first time, I realize it really is a beautiful day.
I think it's gonna rain.
Then it's all right, Mother?
Yes, dear. Let's see, it's almost 7. Mr. Wiggins and Judge Grundle should be here soon.
The kids are coming at 7, too.
Can I be at the party?
Sue, you may watch the party from the stairs. Till 8:30.
Okay, 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
I want my friends to meet her. They think she's cute.
Oh, cut it out. I'll answer it.
Mother, I'm sorry I got upset and childish last night.
Don't worry about it.
Hello, Sue.
Mother's in the living room, Mr. Wiggins.
Hello, Mr. Wiggins.
Hello, D.G. Hello, Penny.
Hello, I'm ready, just as soon as Judge Grundle gets here.
Yes, it's going to be great taking the two of you dancing.
I'm having a wonderful party tonight, Mr. Wiggins. We're going to do the Charleston. Tommy's bringing his uke, and Jack Randall's bringing drums, and George Stern plays the piano. It's going to be a real Charleston party. It's the thing, you know.
That's Judge Grundle. We'll meet him at the door and leave right away. Have a nice time, D.G.
Oh, we'll have a super time, Mother. See you later.
Oh, my, this is a good steak. Is yours good, Judge Grundle?
Yes.
Mr. Wiggins, yours too?
Yeah.
I'm glad. I think it's fun, the three of us going out together. Don't you, Judge Grundle?
Yeah?
And Mr. Wiggins?
Yeah?
I love the Middleton Inn. It's the only really nice dining, dancing place in town. Do you two agree?
Yeah.
Well, I'm certainly glad you're both having fun.
I'm having a lot of fun.
A lot of fun? That Wiggins. The way he looks at Penny. Like a lovesick pickerel.
You're enjoying yourself, aren't you, Mr. Wiggins?
Hmm? Oh, yes.
How can I enjoy myself with that habeas corpus sitting across from me? What a judge. When he wears his robes, he looks like a black teepee.
The orchestra's going to play.
May I have this dance, Penny?
Now, look here, Grundle.
You look here.
Now, please, gentlemen. Really, I don't care to dance. I really just... don't care to dance. Does anyone know what time it is?
9:30.
9:30? Why, we've been here for 2 hours. My, how the time has flown.
Like glue. Like molasses.
Yes, it certainly has been fun. Oh, I'll bet they're having fun at home. Fun at home. Gentlemen?
Yeah?
What?
I want you to know that this has been an evening I shall never forget. I started it, so I'm going to end it. Take me home, both of you. Well, look, everybody, let's try playing the Charleston again. Maybe we can get together this time.
They'll never get together enough so we can dance or have fun.
Well, we'll try. George, try it on the piano. Tommy, play it on the uke. Give it to me.
I can't help it if I don't know it.
George, I can't play the drums the way you're playing the piano.
George, stop that piano.
Wait a minute, I was just...
Maybe somebody knows some of the old songs. Let's get some life in the party.
All I can play is...
What a party.
Well, it's not my fault if none of you know how to do the things you came over to do.
I thought we were going to have fun.
Excuse me, I think it's Mother.
Oh, no, not her mother.
Oh, gee. Oh, Mother.
I forgot my key, dear. D.G., what's the matter?
Sorry about tonight.
I'm sorry, too.
D.G., what's the trouble?
The party's just awful.
Awful? Where's Sue?
She got bored and went to bed at 8.
D.G., what's wrong with the party?
Oh, come in, please. Nobody knows how to do anything we plan to do.
Let's all go into the living room.
Kid. Oh, no.
The party's just dying, and I'm so ashamed that Mother's just awful.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Williamson.
Hello, Tommy, Jack, hi. Lois, George. I guess you all know Judge Grundle and Mr. Wiggins.
Oh, sure.
Hey,
Matt.
Whose drums are those?
They're mine, Judge, but I'm not very good.
What's this old song you were playing on the piano?
It's Ain't She Sweet.
Hey, Judge. Oh, that's pretty good. Penny, they were singing Ain't She Sweet.
Oh, I'll never forget that one.
Hey, that's good, Mr. Wiggins.
Oh, hit it, Judge.
Tommy, let me have your ukulele a minute. Start over, Mr. Wiggins.
Okay, Penny.
Take it, Judge. Ain't she sweet? See her coming down the street. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
Oh, oh,
come on, kids, sing it. Come on.
This is great fun. I'm
sure. Ain't she sweet? See her coming down the street. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
That was wonderful. Gee, I never knew you or the judge or Mr. Wiggins were so good. Oh, good nothing.
And that's no banana oil.
Boop, boop, ba-doo.
Oh, Mr. Wiggins.
Hey, I never knew old people could be so much fun.
Boy, if we could only do the Charleston now, everything would be perfect.
The Charleston? D.G., take the uke. You know this one.
Judge, you're great on the drum.
Horace, you make the piano tingle like Gilda Gray.
Oh!
Come on, boys, the Charleston.
Charleston. Hey. Charleston. Charleston. Come on, there, Tommy. Bring it out. Oh,
careful. Sure was a keen evening, D.G. Well, I'm glad you had fun, Tommy.
I sure did. I wonder if I could ask your mother something.
Why, sure. Mother... Yes, D.G.?
Mrs. Williamson.
Tommy wants to ask you something. What?
Well, I was wondering if maybe when I come over again, you'd give me some Charleston lessons.
And me, too. Why, of course, anytime.
Oh, that's swell. D.G. and I'll be the best Charlestoners in town. Oh, good night, and thanks again.
Night, Tommy. Night. See you at the beach tomorrow. Oh, he's a nice boy. Oh, Mother.
If only you'd been here for the whole evening.
I wish I had been.
I'm such a fool sometimes. Well, maybe someday I'll learn. All I can say now is thanks for being here.
You're welcome, darling. And thank you for having us. You saved our lives, too. For a while, it looked like the judge and Mr. Wiggins and I would end up mortal enemies.
Rugs are all back down.
Everything's in shape, Penny.
Thank you both.
Certainly had a great time. Didn't you, Grundle, old boy?
Yes, I sure did, Horace. And thank you, DJ, and thank you, Penny.
Thank you for coming.
Glad you had fun.
I'll walk a ways with you, Judge.
Fine, Horace, fine.
Good night.
Good night. Ain't she sweet? See you coming down the street.
The party was a real success. Aren't you glad we had the kids over at the house, Mother?
I don't know which one is the younger, Judge Grundle or Horace Wiggins.
This land is your land, this land is my land, this land was made for you and me.
The next time you put butter, or sour cream, on that big baked potato, give a thought to where it came from. Chances are that it was grown in Blackfoot, or Haley, or Buell, or somewhere in Idaho. And the wool in your favorite sweater probably came from Ketchum or Shoshone. For that matter, Idaho is productively so versatile that whether you eat it, heat it, or wear it, it more than likely had its beginnings in Idaho. Idaho is well known for its beginnings and its durability. The Gem State's motto, "May it last," is not an idle one. Its forests and minerals have lasted as long as anyone can remember, and the great waterfalls and health-giving mineral springs, the awesome Bitterroot and Wasatch Ranges, the River of No Return, these promise to endure as long as man.
The Penny Singleton Show features Gail Gordon, Jim Backus, Fee Benaderet, Mary Lee Robb, and Sheila James, with Conrad Binion, Gloria McMillan, and Bobby Ellis. The music was composed and conducted by Von Dexter. The Penny Singleton Show is written and produced by Robert Soderberg and stars Penny Singleton.
Good night. Keep well.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.